everyone.
So good to see all of you. May God's peace be with you. Good. I want to talk to you today about the topic of faith.
So 今天我想和大家呢谈一下信心这个话题。
Now faith is very important to all of us.
所以信心对我们每一个人来说都是非常重要的。
And I assume that because we're all here today in a worship service, we have some sort of faith.
所以呢，我想说，既然我们今天我们大家都在这一起来敬拜荣耀主，所以我们应该每个人都有一定的信心。
But let's look at what the Bible says about faith.
那今天我们再一起看一下呢，我们的经文里面是怎么样说信心。
The Bible reminds us, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以呢，我们的经文有提醒我们说，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
That's why faith is very important, and we all need to have faith.
所以呢，这是为什么就说。信心对我们来说每个人都非常重要。
Another verse, faith without deeds is dead.
那另外一段经文，信心没有行为也是死的。
That tells us there's a possibility that there is dead faith.
所以呢，经文既然这样讲，就提醒我们说，有可能我们可能有一种就是已经死了的信心。
There's a possibility that we can fool ourselves in thinking that we have some kind of faith when in God's eyes He sees no faith.
所以呢，我们是有可能自己欺骗自己，我们认为自己有信，但是实际上在神的眼中，他看到我们是没有任何信心的。
So let's look together this afternoon. What does faith, biblical faith, look like?
所以呢，今天下午我们就得花点时间来看一下我们的经文，我们所讲的属灵的信是什么样子的。
What is God looking for, people of faith?
所以呢，神呢在人里面，他想看到的信是什么样子的。
So with that in mind, let's look at our scripture today, Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 to 4 and verse 35.
所以呢，今天就我们就以这个主题，我们看一下呢出埃及记的16章。的一到四节还有三十五节。
Let's read first in English and then in Chinese.
我们先用英文读一遍，然后我们再用中文来读一遍这个经文。
Look at verse 1. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt.In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into the desert to starve this entire assembly to death. Then the Lord said to Moses,I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. Verse 35. The Israelites ate manna 40 years until they came to a land that was settled. They ate manna until they reached the border of Canaan.
我们再用中文读一遍十六章第一节，以色列全会众从林起行，在出埃及后第二个月十五日，到了以林和西奈中间逊的旷野。以色列全会众在旷野向摩西、亚伦发怨言，说：巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下。那时我们坐在肉锅旁边，吃了饱足。你们将我们引出来到这旷野，要叫这全会众都饿死啊！耶和华对摩西说：我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。三十五节，以色列人吃玛纳共四十年，直到进了有人居住之地，就是迦南的境界。
May God bless reading of His Word.
求神呢啊，帮助我们，我们学习的话语。
What is biblical faith? What is true faith? What does it look like in our life?
所以在真的神的眼里面，真的是圣洁的这个信是什么样子的
？So here's the outline for today: relying, trusting, and resting.
那今天这是我们今天的提纲，三点：依靠、仰赖和安息。
Let's look at number one. True faith means relying on God.
那第一点呢？真正的信是依靠上帝。
So let me give you a background. God heard the cries of His people. They were persecuted in Egypt.
那当时的背景是这样子啊，就是呢，神呢是听到他的子民啊，这个在埃及被压迫的这样的哀哭声，他们被鞭打，被奴役。
So out of God's kindness, He rescued them. He delivered them out of bondage. God let them out of Egypt.
所以呢，神呢出于他的这个慈爱，就把这些子民呢。救他们脱离了这个埃及人的手中的这个奴役。
If Disney was to make this into a movie, this would be a perfect ending right here.
所以呢，如果呢大家想象一下，如果迪士尼要把这个拍成一部电影的话，那这里就是一个很完美的结局了。
Right, think about it. God led His people out of Egypt, and they lived happily ever after that.
所以大家想象这个完美的结局哦，神把他的子民带出了埃及。然后这子民从此以后就很快乐的生活了。
But we know that's not what happened. After they left Egypt, immediately they found themselves in the desert.
所以，但是我们知道了，当时不是那么回事，是吧？啊，这个以色列人他们出了埃及之后，他们发现自己在哪里，在旷野里。
What's going on? What is God trying to do here?
所以呢，这什么回事，是吧？神在这里，他要。为着子民做什么事情？
Moses wrote in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2. He said, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years. Why? To humble you and to test you in order to know what's on your heart."
所以呢，摩西在这个《生命记》的八章二节中，他就这样写道：“你也要纪念耶和华你的神，在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你。”试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
Do you see God led them into the desert to test them?
所以大家看到神把他们带进旷野，其实是要试验他们。
That's why today's verse 4 it says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day, gather enough food for the day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions.'"
所以这就是刚才我们在读的所第四节里面，耶和华对摩西说：“我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。”
I know when we hear the word test, immediately we get turned off.
所以呢，我讲的很多一样，就听到试验这个词的时候呢，马上觉得非常扫兴。
Because when we think of test, we think of this pass or fail, acceptance or rejection.
所以我们一听到试验这个词，我们可能就想象到可能就是考试通过不通过，或者说被接受还是被拒绝。
But may I suggest that that's not the kind of testing that God's talking about.
但是呢，其实呢，在这里，神在这里所讲的试验，并不是这种试验。
The testing that God is doing here involves training, character training.
那神在这里所给以色列人的试验其实是一种操练，也包括了这个品格的操练。
Think about it. God took them into the desert, a place where there was no food, where there was no water. Why? Because God wanted to force them to develop their faith, to put their faith in Him.
所以呢，神呢把他们带到一个旷野里面，旷野里面没有粮食，没有水。为什么呢？神是想让他们可以呢，真的是全心全意的依靠主。
Sometimes.God does that in our life.
所以大家可能会同意说，有时候神在我们的生命里面的确是为我们做这样的事情。
Sometimes God strips our wants, our desires, to show us something that's more important.
有时候神呢会把我们的那些情欲、我们的欲望拿走，为的是让我们看见一些更重要的东西。
Sometimes in this life we don't get the job that we want.
有时候我们可能得不到我们想要的那份工作。
Sometimes we cannot get into the school that we want to get into.
有时候我们进不了那所我们特别想去的学校。
Sometimes our marriage disappoints us. It does not meet our expectation.
甚至有时候我们的婚姻也辜负了我们的期望，让我们很失望。
Sometimes our children did not turn out the way we want them to.
那有时候我们的孩子也不是说我们想他们那样子去成长。
Sometimes our health fails us. The doctor doesn't know what to do.
那有时候我们的健康不太好，但是呢，医生却不能做什么事情。
Would you agree with me that the desert is a place of spiritual training?
所以呢，你是否同意是说，旷野其实是一个对我们来讲是一个属灵操练的地方？
Because it's in the place of desert, we are forced to rely on God.
当我们真的被放在旷野的时候，我们就真的是被迫的这样把注意力都放在神身上。
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 3. It says, Why did the Lord lead them into the desert? Verse 3. To teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
所以我们看一下生命记的八章第三节，神带他们旷野，为了什么？是让他们知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口中所出的一切话。
See, God was trying to turn their attention, focus their attention on Him.
所以呢，神其实想让他们把注意力放在神身上。
That's what God wants to do in our life. He could have taken us straight from salvation to glorification, from earth being saved to heaven right away.
所以这就是神在我们生命里面他想为我们做的事情。他本来完全可以把我们直接从救恩里面把我们带到荣耀里面，把我们从这个地球直接拿到天堂上跟着在一起。
But life is a process of sanctification, becoming more like Christ. It's a lifelong process for us.
但是呢，神其实给我们的生命其实是一个成圣的过程，是一个变得更像基督的过程，那是一个终生的过程。
Sometimes we forget that, don't we?
有时候我们是不是忘记了这一点？
Sometimes when we run into a problem, what do we want to do? What's our temptation?
那有时候我们碰到困难的时候，我们特别想做是什么事情？
We want to get it over with.
我们其实想说，我们克服这个困难。
We want to get on with life.
然后我们就继续生活了。
But that's not what God has planned for us.
但其实这不是神给我们的计划。
Our entire life is a process of us growing in our reliance upon God.
其实呢，我们整个生命其实都是一个不断成长的过程，不断成长，更加学会更加的依靠主。
And that's why today's story is so interesting. God's instruction to them was only to gather one day's worth of manna. One day, only one day. Go out there and gather only one day.
所以呢，为什么说今天我们看的这个故事非常有趣？神给以色列人的指示是说，你只能取一天的份。取一天的就够了。
Remember the Lord's prayer. He taught his disciples to pray, "Father, give us this day our daily bread."
所以大家还记得主基督耶稣给我们的主导文，他说：“主啊，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。”
See, God wants us to trust Him, rely on Him every day, and not have so much that we fail to rely on Him.
所以呢，其实神呢是希望我们每一天都依靠他，那他不希望我们有太多太多的，太多了以至于说我们觉得就不需要依靠他了。
Have you had times when you've gone into an all-you-can-eat restaurant for lunch and you ate so much that you did not have to eat again the rest of the day?
大家有没有记得去过自助餐厅去吃午饭的时候，你吃了很多很多很多？多到了以至于说你那一天都不再想吃东西了。
You're thinking, how wonderful! This is so convenient. I only pay for one meal, and I don't have to eat again for the entire day.
所以你们觉得这个真的很好是吧？太方便了。我付钱吃一顿饭，然后吃饱了，然后这一天我都不需要再吃了。
But see, that's not what God wants for us. God wants us to just have enough so that we can continuously rely on God.
但这不是神他所想给我们的，神只想给我们刚好足够的， 这样子我们每一天都会继续的依靠他。
So let me ask this question. All of us have been through deserts. We have desert experiences.
所以呢，我想问大家这个问题哦，我们每一个人都有这个在旷野的经历。
Perhaps some of us are in the desert right at this moment.
有可能是我们当中的其中一些人，可能刚好这时候刚好是身处在旷野里面。
So this is a question for us to think about. How have your desert experiences helped you in your faith? How has it driven you to rely less on yourself but rely more on God?
所以呢，我们今天的问题就是说，你的在旷野的经历如何帮助你，让你有更大的信心，而且呢，驱使你呢更少的依靠自己，而更多的这个依赖上帝。
May God help us when we are in our desert. May we respond with not with shock and disappointment.
那愿主呢帮助我们，当我们在旷野里面遇到困难的时候，我们不需要用这个很震惊或者失望来做回应。
May we respond with faith.
但是呢，我们可以用我们的对神的信来回应。
Let's look at our second point. In this journey of life, God wants us to learn to trust Him, that He can be trusted as our provider.
那这样子，我们可以看一看我们今天要讲的第二点，在生命的旅途中呢，其实神呢是希望我们学会仰赖他。
We know the story of Israelites that they can never bring themselves to trust God to provide for them.
那我们当然知道以色列人在这里的故事是吧，他们就是不知道为什么就是没有办法去完全的仰赖神。
In the previous chapter, they grumbled against God. They said, what are we to drink? In this chapter, they grumbled again and they said, what are we to eat?
所以呢，在前面的一章十五章里面，以色列人当时是抱怨说我们要喝什么呢，那在这一章里面他们又在抱怨说我们可以吃什么呢。
In the Gospels, Jesus talked about do not worry. Remember, do not worry. Look at what Jesus said, Matthew 6. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink. That's exactly what happened here. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
那我们一起看一下呢，主基督耶稣在马太福音六章二十五节他跟我们讲什么。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么喝什么，刚刚好就是以色列人担忧的东西。然后他讲，你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？
Today's story reminds us that the IsraelitesThey really did not trust God.
所以今天这个故事其实真的是提醒我们，当时的以色列人，他们真的是没有仰赖神。
And because of that, they outright disobeyed God's instructions on how to collect, how to gather manna.
那就是因为他们不仰赖神，所以在如何收集玛纳这一件事情上，他们是完完全全的不服从上帝的指示。
Look at verse 16 and 19. Look at God's.Simple instructions. Each one is to gather as much as he needs. No one is to keep any of it until morning.
所以呢，看看呢，十六和十九节里面，神给他们的这些指令是非常非常的清楚的。你们要按着个人的饭量，为帐篷里的人按着人数收起来，不许什么人留到早晨。
Very simple instruction. God says, if you gather more than you need, then watch out.It's going to go bad.
所以呢，这里神给他们的指示其实是非常非常清楚的。你只需要收集这一天需要的东西就够了。如果你拿多了，那就小心了。
Look at what happened. Look at what they did. Verse 20. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots and began to stink.
所以二十节啊。然后他们不听摩西的话，他们内中有留到早晨的，就生虫变臭了。
Why did they do that?
那他们为什么要这样做呢？
Because they did not trust God.
因为他们当时不相信神，不仰赖神。
Their hearts were filled with fear.
他们心里充满了恐惧。
Fear of the what if?
他很担心说， 如果有什么事情怎么办？
What if God does not come through for us?
啊，如果神他不来这里，啊，帮助我们怎么办？
What if God does not provide for us tomorrow?
如果神明天不给我们供应怎么办？
The enemy of faith is fear.
仰爱的敌人就是恐惧。
And fear drives these people to protect themselves.
And 正是恐惧呢，驱使了这些人呢。自我保护。
And they gather so much more than what they needed, and the Bible tells us it was full of these worms and maggots, and it just smelled so bad.
所以呢，他们呢就收集了太多太多的食物，完完全全多于他们所需的食物。所以圣经里面讲到了，结果这些食物就长满了蛆，也开始发臭了。
Can I make an observation here?
今天我可以讲一个大概一个小小的观察。
Now think about it, they're living in the desert, right? They have tents.
所以呢，他们住在这个旷野里面，他们住在帐篷里面。
Can you imagine the maggots crawling out of their food pantries in their tents?
所以你们可以想象到当时这种情景，他们存储了很多食物，但是有很多这蛆虫在爬来爬去，在食物上爬来爬去。
Can you imagine if we're living in the desert and there each one of us has a tent and you can walk through each tent and you know you can smell right the food spoiling. You can smell which person or which family gather more than they should have.
所以大家想一下，如果我们是当时以色列人，我们都住在这个旷野里面。每一家都住在帐篷里面，你在这个营地里面走的时候，经过帐篷，如果哪一家收集的食物太多了，多过他们所需的，你可以闻到里面这种发臭的味道。
So here's my observation, and this applies to all of us. It is no fun. Listen, it is no fun to be with people who do not trust God.
那所以呢，我们从今天的故事得出一个小结论，就是和不仰赖上帝的人在一起，其实那就不是特别有趣了。
Why?
那为什么呢？
Because they stink.
为什么他们可能会有这个臭味？
Does anyone stink here?
这里有人有臭味吗？
Before you answer, be careful, right? Because when we stink, usually we don't know about it.
那大家回答之前想。大家可能注意哦，因为呢，如果我们真的是有臭味的话，通常我们是不知道的。
Have you done this before? I don't smell, no.
我这个不用翻译哦，有没有试试过这样？我们说我没什么味道，挺好的。
And the people next to you like, oh my gosh.
但是呢，你旁边人就说啊，真的是你这个味道不好。
In today's story, it is so obvious who did not trust God and who trusted God, right?
所以呢，在今天这个故事里面，其实就很清楚、很明显看到说，谁是仰赖了主，谁没有仰赖主。
See those who did not trust God, it's obvious because they worked so hard, so much harder than God's daily provision.
所以呢，其实那些他没有仰赖神的人呢，其实很明显，他们就工作的特别辛苦，很辛苦呢。要他们每天所需的东西更多。
They worry and they're anxious about not gathering enough manna.
他很担心，他们也很焦虑，就怕自己收集的玛纳不足够。
They don't have peace. They don't have joy in their everyday life.
他们每一天的生活里面其实并没有这个平安，也没有喜乐。
They always think of the worst scenario.
他们呢？经常想到就是最糟糕的情况。
And they always feel insecure, and they always need to have control.
那么呀，他们也经常感觉到不安全，所以他们就需要有控制。
And the poor people in our lives who have to deal with our stench of our lack of faith.
那真的是说，我们生活里面，我们因为没有这种仰赖，而真的是让自己觉得。在发臭的时候，我们周围的人就很可怜，因为他们真的是要和我们日常相处非常辛苦。
Some of us, we live with people who do not trust God.
那当然，我们其中可能有一些人就是跟一些和不相信神的人生活在一起。
And they are so difficult to live with.
那我们可能会觉得他们真的是有时候非常的困难，跟他们在一起生活非常困难。
Anybody can relate to me? Don't raise your hand, right? Don't raise your hand. But I know you can relate to me.
所以可能当中你们有人觉得我讲的很熟悉，是吧？不需要举手。
What else smells bad?
那还有什么呢？闻起来味道不太好呢？
When we grumble, we smell really bad.
当我们发怨言，当我们抱怨的时候，其实我们的味道也不太好，闻起来。
A grumbling heart comes from a distrusting heart attitude.
所以大家要记住，一颗充满了抱怨的心，其实是来源于一颗不信任的心。
Because when we grumble, we're saying to God, God, I don't like the way you're doing your job.
其实当我们抱怨，当我们发怨言的时候，我们其实是对上帝说，神啊，我不太喜欢你的工作的方式。
I'm not sure if you know what you're doing, God.
神啊，其实我觉得你可能不知道你在做什么事情。
I'm not sure if I can count on you, God.
还有说，神啊，我不确定我能够完完全全的依靠你。
You say, oh, I don't complain to God. I only complain to myself. That's all.
然后有人可能说，没有啊，我不对神抱怨。我只是 我对了另外一半抱怨。
And that's exactly what the Israelites did. They did not directly complain to God, but they complained to Moses.
但其实在这里，以色列人做的就是一模一样的事情。他们没有直接对神抱怨，他们只对摩西抱怨。
But look at Moses' message to them, verse 7. He says, In the morning you will see the glory of God because he...God has heard your complaint against him. Who are we? You're not grumbling against us, but you're grumbling against God.
那所以呢，摩西在这个第七节、第八节里面给他们的回应是这样子的：早晨你们要看见耶和华的荣耀，因为耶和华听见你们向他发的怨言了。我们算什么？你们的怨言不是向我们发的，乃是向耶和华发的。
So even these people, they were taking out their anger and frustration at Moses. God says, they are complaining, they are grumbling against me.
所以虽然这些人当时他们是只对着摩西来发怒，但神说这些人其实是向我在发怨言。
So we need to remember that our grumbling goes directly into the throne room of God.
所以我们要记住，我们的抱怨、我们的怨言，其实是直接会到达神的宝座下的。
A grumbling attitude blinds us from seeing God's faithfulness in our life.
所以呢，如果一个我们是有一种很充满了抱怨、发怨言的态度的话，它会让我们看不见神给我们的恩典。
Let's look at God's faithfulness to the Israelites, verse 35. The Israelites ate manna. 40 years until they came to a land that was settled. They ate manna until they reached the border of Canaan.
那我们一起来看一下神对以色列人的信实。35节，以色列人吃玛纳共40年，直到进了有人居住之地，就是迦南的境界。
This was the desert, a place where there was no water, no food.
那这个是一个旷野，是一个沙漠。这个地方是完全没有食物和水的。
They did not have Costco. They could not store up food for a month. They could not do that.
那他们没有 Costco， 他们更加没有这个电冰箱来保存食物，可以保存食物到一个月这么久。
But God gave them manna every day, and that was God's faithful provision for His people.
那当神呢每一天给他们供应玛纳，那就是神给他的子民这种信实的供应。
Now we don't know what's in manna.
那当然我们不知道玛纳里面有什么啊。
But think about it. It has vitamin A, B, C, D, right? It has omega 3. It has everything God's people needed.
但大家想一下，他们吃了这么长时间，所以玛纳一定是有身体所需的各种各样的营养物质，维生素 A、B、C、D、Omega 3都有。
Sometimes God's people complain, "What is this manna coming down? What is this?" They don't like it, but God wants to say to them, "No, it's got everything you need for each day."
啊，有时候这些以色列人在抱怨说：“这什么来的？这个从天而降的玛纳到底是什么？”但神提醒他们说：“ 这就是你们每一天所需的一切的东西。
Deuteronomy 29 verse 5, during the 40 years that I led you through the wilderness, your clothes did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet.
生命记的29章第5节，神说，我领你们在旷野40年，你们身上的衣服并没有穿破，脚上的鞋也没有穿坏。
Again, God's faithfulness in his people's life.
所以这个也是从另外一个角度，神在人的生命中他对人的信实。
One day we will all look back at the end of our life and we will say this.
那真的是可能有一天我们在我们生命里面往回看的时候，我们会这样说。
We will realize, yes, life was not easy.
我们会说，是啊，这个生活其实生命并不容易。
But God was faithful.
但是神却一直是那么信实。
He provided, He will provide all the manna that we need every day.
他真的是说，在每一天都给我们供应我们所需的玛纳。
Our clothes will not wear out and our sandals will not wear out also.
我们的衣服从来没有穿破，而我们的鞋也没有穿坏。
So let's ask ourselves this question. What would our life be characterized by? Trust or obedience or fear and grumbling?
所以我们要问一问我们自己这个问题，就是说我们的生命体现出来更多的是仰赖和顺服，还是更多的是恐惧和抱怨？
When people walk by our tent, would they smell the fragrance of our tent, or would they smell the stench of our unbelief?
那当甚至是别人经过我们所住的帐篷的时候，他们闻到的是那种信赖的那种馨香呢，还是那种真的是不信靠神的那种恶臭？
Let's look at number three. In the journey of life, God wants us to learn to rest.
那我们看一下最后一点，第三点，在我们的生命的旅途中呢，其实神呢是希望我们学会安息。
Verse 23, this is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is to be a day of Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord.
23节，明天是圣安息日，是向耶和华守的圣安息日。
Verse 26, 6 days you are to gather it, but on the 7th day, the Sabbath, there will not be any. Nevertheless, some of the people went out on the 7th day to gather it, but they found none.
6天可以收取，第7天乃是安息日，那一天并没有了。第7天，百姓中有人出去收，什么也找不着。
So basically, God instructed his people to take one day off, a Sabbath, and God promised that he would provide for them on that 7th day.
所以神呢，其实给人的吩咐这里非常的简单，就是让他们在第七天休一天假，但是呢，作为安息日，神会在安息日给他们供应。
God says there will be leftovers from the day before, but this time, that day, it will not go bad.
那神说呢，在安息日之前，从前一天会有剩余的，而这一次呢，剩余的不会变坏。
See, it takes faith to rest.
有时候安息其实需要很大的信心。
The command for us to rest on the Sabbath day is it's like, wait, if I don't work, then who is going to put food on the table?
那有时候真的神让我们在安息日守安息的时候。我们很多人心里会想说，如果我真的是不辛苦工作劳动的话，那谁可以养家活口呢？
Every fiber in us wants to work, wants to go out there and gather more food, but it takes great faith to obey God's command to rest.
但是真的是我们身中的每一根神经，可能每一根纤维都想说，让我们驱使我们去更加努力的工作啊，去为家里赚可能更多的钱供应家里。有时候真的是需要很大的信心去顺服主，在安息日守安息。
Now let's look at this person. You may not know this person, Mr. Caffey, but you know his company, Chick-fil-A.
所以我们看一下这位先生，你可能不认识他这个人，但是一定他是Caffey， 但是呢，你一定认识他的公司，在美国很有名的快餐店就是Chick-fil-A。
He was a devout Christian, and his company policy, some of you don't know this, is to close this fast food chain on Sundays to observe the Lord's Sabbath.
那他是一位非常虔诚的基督徒，所以呢，我们当中可能有人不知道这一点，他的公司的政策是在礼拜天是全国的连锁店全部关门，因为上市环息日。
Some of us are business people here, right? Can you believe that? I mean, Sunday, this is weekend. This is where a lot of people go out. They bring their families, you know, a Sunday brunch. This is where you make money.
所以大家想一下，因为大家可能我们也有当中是要自己做生意的人，也知道礼拜天是最忙碌的时候。礼拜天很多家庭可能会出去，全家出去吃一个早午餐。这时候对于快餐业来说，这是一个最容易赚钱的时候。
How do you compete if you close down on Sunday? How do you compete with other business like McDonald's, Jack in the Box? How do you compete with them?
有很多这种快餐是在真的跟他们竞争，比如说麦当劳啊这些啊 Jack in the Box 这些，如果你礼拜天完全关门不做生意，怎么样跟他们竞争呢？
But according to a study, Chick-fil-A dominates.The fast food industry generating more revenue per restaurant than any other fast food chain in the United States.
但是呢，这个根据行业的统计呢，这个 Chick-fil-A 它其实完全在美国是主宰了这个快餐的行业。他们每一家餐厅的收入是远远超过了其他他们竞争对手的每家餐厅的收入。
See, what a beautiful testimony of God's provision in our life. When we step out in faith, trusting in Him, God provides for us.
所以真的是这就是一个美好的见证。当我们真的是凭着信心，对神的信心走出去的时候，神就会给我们供应。
Now let's think about Sabbath. Why is this concept of Sabbath so important in the Bible?
那我们再看一看安息日，为什么安息日这个概念在圣经里面这么重要？
Remember at the beginning when God created heaven and earth, on the seventh day, God also rested.
大家记得在创世纪里面，当神创造了这个天堂和地的时候，在第七天，他要休息。
Why did God rest?
那为什么神要休息呢？
Was it because he was tired and he needed to take a breath?
大家觉得是因为他当时真的累了，劳累了六天，创造了万有，累了，要喘口气。
We know that's not true. Therefore, Sabbath must be a very significant, has a significant meaning in the Bible.
那我们当然知道神不是因为累了才休息，是吧？所以呢，一定是有一个更重要的这个含义在里面。
God was making a point.
其实神他是尝试在跟我们讲一个道理。
He was pointing us to something.And that something is Jesus Christ.
其实他是要把我们，让我们指向耶稣基督。
Because in Jesus Christ, we experience rest.
因为我们在耶稣基督里面可以真正的经历到安息。
In Jesus Christ, we experience true rest, the rest of the soul.
在耶稣基督里面，我们经历的是那种真正的安息，是我们灵魂的安息。
We rest because Jesus has done the work, all the work for us.
我们可以在他里面安息，是因为耶稣基督为我们做了所有的工。
Remember on the cross, Jesus said these words, "It is finished."
所以当我们的主基督耶稣在十字架上，他说了这三个字。成了，两个字中文。
He's done it for us. We can simply trust him and rest in his finished work.
他为我们做了这所有的工，所以我们可以很简单的就在他里面这样安息就好了。
And that's why Christianity is different from other religions.
所以这就为什么说我们说基督教跟其他宗教不一样。
Christianity is not a religion.
基督教其实不是一种宗教。
Because religion is man's way of getting to God.
因为宗教是我们人的那种方式，尝试通过人的方式去到上帝而已。
Religion is man trying to be good enough. If I try hard enough, if I give more enough, then perhaps God will be pleased with me.
所以呢，宗教呢是完全是说人需要非常努力。如果我们足够的努力，我们做得足够的好，那神就会接受我们。
But Christianity is God's way of reaching down to us.
但基督教其实是神 他的神的方式是他直接伸手来接触到我们。
Christianity is God, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for our sins, and we simply need to trust God, Jesus' finished work.
所以呢，基督教完全是讲的是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的死啊做了受这些功，我们完全可以相信他，就在他里面得到安息。
Look at what Jesus said in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened.And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
耶稣基督在马太福音十一章二十八节、二十九节这样讲：凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你的心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
That's what God wants us to learn. Christianity is not us working so hard, laboring, sweating. No, Christianity is us simply trusting God's finished work in Jesus Christ.
那神想让我们知道的，基督教真的不是说我们要非常努力的工作，汗流浃背的工作，不是，他只是想我们真的简单的、完全的去信赖他、仰赖他。
That's why today's passage, Exodus chapter 16, is such a beautiful passage because it actually points us to Jesus Christ.
那这是为什么呢？今天我们所学习的经文，出埃及记的十六章，它是如此的美丽，因为这段经文把我们指向了耶稣基督。
In Exodus chapter 16, God provided manna for them. But eventually, God will provide another manna, spiritual manna, Jesus Christ.
在出埃及记十六章里面、啊、神为以色列人提供了玛纳，但是最终其实神是给我们提供了另外一种属灵的玛纳。
Look at John chapter 6, very beautiful passage about Jesus. I am the bread of life.Your forefathers ate manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
那耶稣基督后来在约翰福音的六章四十八节到五十一节中说道：“我就是生命的粮。”你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。这是从天上降下的粮，叫人吃了就不死。我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要吃的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
See, what is faith? Faith is about resting.
所以呢，信是什么呢？其实信就是关于安息。
Faith is not working harder, but faith is.Trusting in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
所以信心不是说我们得不断的更努力的工作，不是，而是很简单的，就是要仰赖耶稣基督所完成的功。
So this is a question that we can ask ourselves: Is my faith based on my good work, my hard work, or is it based on the work of Jesus Christ on the cross?
那这是我们给自己可以问的一个问题。那我的信心是基于我日常的善行呢，我的努力呢，还是基于耶稣基督他为我们所完成的功？
May God help us to be people of faith.
所以呢，求神呢帮助我们成为真的是仰赖他的人。
A people who would rely on Him and not on ourselves.
让我们成为呢是完全仰赖他而不是仰赖自己的人。
A people who would trust in Him to provide for our everyday needs.
那呢是呢，让我们成为是说相信神会每一天给我们供应的人。
And a people who would rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
让我们成为可以在耶稣基督里面，在他完成的功里面可以安息的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful because our church is called True Light.
亲爱的天父，我们非常感恩。你把我们的教会、定名叫做真光教会。
May we reveal to this dark world that we are a people who have a God that we can rely on.
那愿意真的使用我们，让我们这个教会可以向这个黑暗的世代，向世人展示出我们是仰靠仰赖神的人。
And that we have a God who can provide for our everyday needs.
我们有一位神，这位神可以给我们每日的供应。
And a God who does not demand us to work harder, but a God who asks us to simply rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
我们的神并不叫我们每天更加劳碌的工作，而是只要我们站在耶稣基督所完成的工里面去安息。
Lord, help us to be a people of true biblical faith.
那神啊，也帮助我们，让我们成为真的有真正的你所想看到的信心的人。
And may people, this dark world, when they see us, they see true light, Jesus Christ.
让世人当他们看到我们，看到我们教会的时候，他也看到了神的真光。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.